This podcast is part of the Listen Frederick Podcast Network. To learn more, visit listenfrederick.com.
Welcome to the Health and Fitness Frederick Podcast, where we discuss all things related to health and wellness. We dispel common myths and misconceptions regarding healthcare, and we do it in a way that you can actually understand. And it is hosted by yours truly, Dr. Matt Silver, Doctor of Physical Therapy, and founder of Alpha Project Physio and Performance.
Cool, dude. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to sit down with me here. Looking forward to what we're getting into today. But let's start out with your brand, Alpha Project Physio. So where does that name come from?
Yeah, that's a, that is an, I had to think about that when, and this is a thinker, but there's a couple reasons why I came up with that. So I originally, like, my background started in distance running, just kind of grew up doing that, kind of grew up in the middle of nowhere, nothing else to do besides run. So decided this is my thing, want to do it. And I think I started in, like, I don't know, middle school, 05 or 04 or something. And there was this thing called the Oregon Project in Oregon, where I think it's there anymore, but the coach, Roberto Salazar, big time distance coach, he coached some of the best distance runners, like Galen Rupp. There's a female athlete he coached, and he got in trouble because he just basically ruined her career with a lot of eating disorder stuff. So Roberto's not around anymore. But he started the Oregon Project. So I like the name Project. And then there's a guy in Delaware who has a PT practice, and he focuses on runners. And I'm like, man, I like the, he also, I think his is Omega Project. I'm like, man, I like that, kind of the whole name of Project. And it kind of really occurred to me that as a physio, as a physical therapist, you know, I'm never not learning. I'm always learning something new. So to me, I'm always improving myself, improving my patients. So I see it more as kind of like a project of, I'm always getting better, and I always want to give my patients the best quality care. And I want to make people the alpha of themselves, whether you're a runner, CrossFitter, okay, you know, just someone who wants to work out. That's kind of where the name came from.
Okay. And then just when people are looking you up, the spelling of it is physio is with a Z, not an S.
Correct. Typically when you spell physiotherapy, it's P-H-Y-S-I-O.
Yeah.
I made it a Z because when I say it, it sounds like physio. You don't say physio.
Yes. No, I like it. It's stylized. Just, I want to make sure when people go to look you up that they're looking up the right name.
Yeah. If you look up Alpha Project Physio with an S, I'll probably still pop up, but yeah, put a
perfect
Z in there.
Oh, cool. Cool. So
it's a Z.
So you are a physical therapist, and you practice physical therapy, but it is also this new term, physiotherapy, has come into play. And most people don't know what the difference is between somebody who practices physical therapy and somebody who considers them a quote unquote physio. So can you kind of give us a little bit of the difference between the two of those?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's, So I graduated right from physical therapy school. So I have my doctorate in physical therapy. And just a kind of quick side note, we have a doctorate level degree. So especially in Maryland, you can come see any physical therapist without a referral, right? Without having to see your primary or an orthopedist, because we're trained to know, is this something we can fix? Or, hey, you've had a history of cancer, right? This is presenting kind of weird. You should go see your primary or your oncologist.
Yeah.
Right. We're trained to know that stuff. But that differentiation between physical therapist and a physio really comes from how you treat in the style. So in Europe, they don't have physical therapists. Even in Australia, they call them, they're physios, they're physiotherapists. And I didn't come up with the term, but I like the term to differentiate something that I do from most physical therapists, more from the athletic and kind of the, not necessarily niche, but the population that we typically treat. So your general physical therapist, for the most part, they tend to not really have too much of a specialty. And they see a wide variety of people from just, you know, I want to be able to walk. Maybe they do see runners or do see some active people, but the majority of their population are people that really aren't very active.
Okay.
And then maybe they'll, you know, right, they'll see some, occasionally see some active people, but a lot of times they just see the general population, people that don't really, hey, you know, I just have this back pain. I sit a lot. Can you fix it? Like that's generally the population that they see. Yeah. And that's kind of where I got a little bit frustrated with seeing, not that, hey, you know, I want to help people. I really want to help people get out of pain. Totally. But the one thing I noticed was it's sometimes in that setting that most physical therapists find themselves in the insurance-based setting, you know, it's very difficult for me, even just treating, you know, the average person, let alone a runner or a CrossFitter or a lot of people that you work with, Johnny. Right, people that are really that want to be active or are really active, right? It's difficult to treat them if I have all this red tape, I have to maneuver around. But getting back to the question, a physiotherapist is really somebody that focuses on treating active people, athletes, and in my case, it's distance runners, CrossFit athletes, and really a lot of people that go to like boot camp style classes, boutique kind of gyms, and really kind of what you guys have, where you're training people that are they're at a certain level, they want to improve it, right? They know the benefits of health, they know the benefits of working with a trainer, but oh, I have this knee pain every time I squat with a barbell, or every time I lunge, or every time I run, and that's who we really specialize in treating.
Yeah, so it's not just, hey, you know, my back hurts, I don't want it to hurt. I mean, obviously pain resolution is something that you do, but you're trying to get somebody out of back pain so they can get back into gardening or biking or skiing or things like that. And you know, you talk about like who we see, you know, we don't see CrossFitters, we don't see super, you know, we don't see gym buffs, but we see active people. And we see active people at Straight Shot who are in between, you know, 40 and 75 years old, who still enjoy going out and being super active. So when they, you know, when they think that, well, I need physical therapy, they might think, oh, well, this person's going to lay me down on a table and stretch my leg. Is that really going to help me squat better? Whereas, you know, the things that you teach and the things that they're going to learn at our workshop coming up with you are the things that are going to help them, you know, be able to squat more, be able to go out for a jog, be able to go, you know, bend down on the ground to garden or pick up their grandkids or whatever it is. So it's almost like physiotherapy is the it's not just for athletes. It's more like physical therapy for active people who have maybe some type of performance goal that may not even be inside of a sport, but it's more than just, you know, get you back in shape from a surgery. It could also be, you know, help you improve your quality of life through movement.
Mm-hmm. And that is exactly right. Like when I say athlete, when I say CrossFit athlete, like there's a couple of people I've seen that are higher level, but you know, I'm not seeing anybody going, I haven't seen a person yet who's like gone to the games or anything.
Oh yeah.
These are, you know, everyday people that go to CrossFit that want to be more active, right?
Yeah.
That, like, you know, they're 30 years old, 40 years old. And they know, a lot of people, when they end up kind of working with us, even probably with you, John, you probably get this a lot too of, hey, I have a friend or a family member, you know, 20 years down the road, you see what happens to them of a knee replacement or, you know, a chronic back pain. And just, you're like, I don't really want that for myself. And, oh, I have knee pain right now when I squat. Well, you know, if I don't get any better, what's going to happen in 20 years?
Yeah.
And I just keep squatting with knee pain. That's how people get knee replacements. You don't solve the problem. Or what tends to happen is I actually see a lot of people that have gone to other physical therapists and they didn't get better. And I get this a lot of, I just didn't feel like I fit in with, you know, I kind of went there and I was bounced around between clinicians and they threw an ice pack on me and, you know, I did some squats and that was it. So I get a lot of that too, of people that have been to physical therapists, had not so good experiences. So that's another reason I like to push kind of the physiotherapy, kind of that word, because it's different. Because if I say physical therapy, some people just think the traditional kind of thing of PT or physiotherapy. It helps kind of let people know, hey, this is different. It's not the same thing that you went to before.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that kind of leads us into what I really wanted to talk about today, and how you view things differently and how physiotherapy is different than physical therapy. So I want to talk about injuries, and I want to talk about how many people have heard you should approach treating a muscle pull or a strain or even a ligament sprain, and how you view things differently. So let's start with the classic prescription for injuries, and even from a lot of physical therapists, is the acronym RICE, R-I-C-E. So can you tell us, what is the RICE acronym stand for? And then can you give us your thoughts on that?
Oh man, you just opened up a whole can of worms.
We just jumped right into it.
RICE, right? It stands for rest, ice, compress, and elevate. And I'm blanking on the guy's name who coined the acronym. I think a more recent one is Price, where they say, hey, we added pressure. I think it's pretty sure they added like pressure, rest, ice, compressor. I forgot what the P stood for.
Yeah.
But I know, right. I think it came out in the 70s.
It was a while ago, but he since then has come out against it.
Yes. And I have taken, me and you are big, you know, we're big K-Star fans, like Kelly Starrett.
Yeah.
I remember taking a course from him, and he had the guy, he's like in his 70s or 80s now. He had him on, you know, he was talking to him, the guy who made that, you know, who coined it. And he's like, you know, and they talked about it. Like, yeah, I was wrong. It was him or someone that he knew, but he was like, yes, I was wrong. And they talked about, so it's basically rest, ice, compress, elevate. And the problem is with the rest, with the ice, the elevate, I guess is fine, but the compress I'm cool with.
Like, yeah. Compression is fine.
That's fine. But the rest is, and this is where a lot of, quick little side story. My one friend, he works in an insurance practice in Utica, New York, and he recently got, he's going to hate me for telling the story, but he got in trouble with his boss and an orthopedist, because he was just, you know, shooting the shit with his patient. And the patient's like, hey, you know, what do you think about this ortho? And they were talking about it. And he said something, you know, kind of just, he basically said something quick off the cuff of, you know, he waits a little bit too long to send us patients, but you know, he does a pretty good job with his surgeries. And that gets back to the ortho. And then somehow it turns into him saying, this ortho waits way too long to send us patients.
Yeah.
So eventually what my friend was trying to say was, right, if you spend too much time resting, things tend to get tight, things tend to scar down, and it's much more challenging, much more difficult on the rehab side, or just on the getting you back to normal side. Of getting right, you sprain your ankle, unless you fractured it, right? That's a whole different story. You probably you have to rest it if you fractured it. If you just sprained your ankle, you should be moving that thing as much as you possibly can. Like, yes, it's swollen up like a balloon. The more you just don't move and like bed rest, unless you have some really crazy thing going on, move that ankle, man. Move that sucker.
Yeah. So that was the rest. Then what's wrong with the ice?
Yeah, ice. And this is where this is challenging, because ice is, it has been like drilled into, I learned it when I got out of PT school in 2019 of, hey, they still teach it in a doctorate level program. They still teach you have to ice. And the problem is, think of it this way, right? Cause I know John, you commute from West Virginia, right? To Straight Shot.
Yeah.
Do you get on 270 at all?
No, 340, 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You go. Yeah. You get on 340. I mean, 340 is not even that bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can get that. I'm sure I get there sometimes where there's traffic, but like 270, I gotta take that to Germantown, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, but 270, imagine you're trying to build a home in Germantown, you live in Frederick, and you have all this material. You're like, all right, we're going to drive from Frederick to Germantown. Cool. Imagine you're driving there. Everything's fine. Imagine all of a sudden they just close one lane of 270 and it's rush hour. You know how long it's going to take you to get to Germantown now from Frederick?
Oh, yeah.
So think that is exactly what ice does to essentially to your arteries, to your arterioles in your body. When yes, it feels good and it can take some pain away, but that's just how you feel. And I completely understand if you want to feel better, but there's other things we could do to get you out of pain. But if you ice something and it's swollen up like a balloon, what you're actually doing is you're constricting those arterioles, those arteries and arterioles. And now you just turn 270 from two lanes. I know it's three lanes when you hit. But imagine just like taking a lane and a half away or taking a whole lane away. I don't care how many lanes there are. You take a whole lane away, there's going to be a backflow and you're going to move slower. And you're just going to block all that nice new blood. Why do we want blood flow? That is the only reason things heal.
Yes.
Blood has oxygen, has nutrients, and there's a couple bones, a couple areas of your body. There's like cartilage, right? That's why it's hard to heal cartilage. There's no blood flow to it.
Yeah.
You can't.
I mean, your meniscus, your ACL, your MCL, PCL, all of those have such poor blood supply. That's why a sprain takes so much longer to heal than a muscle strain, because typically muscles have a better blood supply. So that's, you know, that's our argument against resting, because you want to get it moving, because you also want blood flow. And then you really shouldn't be icing. Now, if it's super swollen, is that the case for icing, or is still blood flow better to reduce swelling?
Say that again, Johnny, you broke up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. So in the case of major swelling in an area, is the blood flow going to help, or is the ice and restricting the blood flow going to reduce the swelling?
Yeah, great. That is a great question. So, because I actually had I've talked to a couple podiatrists and orthopedists that you're right. You get a knee surgery, bam, you're smacking that thing with ice and you're wrapping around it. Does it actually help with swelling? No.
Really?
I mean, the old research is yes, it does. And I'll explain why. So when you ice something, yes, you're cutting off the blood flow. And will that help with swelling? Maybe. But it's almost like you're going to decrease the swelling and also decrease the blood flow. So you're kind of doing, right, you're kind of like, you're doing a bad thing. It may be a good thing.
Okay.
But argument against why it actually makes swelling worse. This is, I don't want to blow your mind, Johnny, but this might make swelling worse is, you're right, you know, your lymphatic vessels, right, in your body, the lymphatic system. Basically, like when you like pump, like a lot of people have swelling in their calves and their feet. When you point your foot up and down, you're pumping the blood, you're pumping fluid back up to your heart. So your lymphatic system, there's no heart, right? It's not a pressurized system. So it relies on your muscles to move.
Yes.
Your muscles to move all that fluid through it. So think of it a completely separate system from your veins and your arteries. There's no pressure. You have to contract your muscles to move it. Another reason why we want to move to help get rid of swelling, pumps that swelling out. But if you ice something, those vessels, the lymphatic vessels, actually lose their compliance. They lose their kind of, it's almost like a rubber band stretchiness.
Yeah.
It keeps a little bit of pressure in there, but it kind of just like loses all of that and it just dumps the fluid out.
So
when you ice it, all those lymphatic vessels end up just kind of, they just dump lymphatic fluid in the area. And what happens? It propagates swelling and it makes swelling worse.
Wow. Okay. So then I guess that would be then the argument for compression. So the compression portion of the Rice model is sound, because if you have swelling and you can, you know, use, you know, Kelly Starrett had his voodoo floss, it is good compression, but they make compression bands and things like that, that can help reduce the swelling. But what else does compression do?
Compression is just how are you going to dose it? How long are you going to leave it on for? Are you doing a lot of pressure, a little bit? And most people are familiar with like compression sleeves, or if you have like a venous issue and you go on a plane, you wear your compression stockings.
Yeah.
A lot of runners like the compression stocks for recovery to help improve blood flow, the venous return, just getting blood and lymphatic fluid back to your system and getting rid of all the, if there is any lactic acid buildup, we're not going to talk about that. That's a whole different
thing.
But compression, you do a lot with it, right? So I'm a huge fan of the voodoo floss bands, because it's almost like, right, the like blood flow restriction you use that voodoo floss pen, you get it on there super tight for a couple minutes, right? With being safe about it, of course. You don't want to leave, if it's really tight, you don't want to leave it on past 2 minutes, but leaving it on and moving that ankle around, take it off. Not only have you pushed a bunch of fluid out, but now there's going to be a rush of new blood flow that has oxygen, nutrients, boom. That is, I think you were going to ask me, I think later on about how do you treat things. That is a huge thing I do.
Okay.
Is can we get rid of swelling and can we improve blood flow? And those voodoo floss bands, I am a huge fan of them. And
just for anyone unsure what he's talking about, these voodoo floss bands, it's almost like a long strip, kind of like a resistance band, but it's rolled up like a piece of tape. And it's stretchy, and you just wrap it around above or below a joint, depending on what you're trying to do. And you wrap it pretty tight, especially on the side that you're trying to affect. And then you kind of move around while this band or rubber band is kind of tied around that area. And then when you take it off, you get this rush of blood back into it. And you can actually make these. So back before they started selling these, Kelly Starrett did this video where he took a bicycle inner tube and cut it down the middle. And so my friends and I like immediately watched this video, started making these bands. So when we came to his first seminar that he did in DC, when we got certified for mobility coaches, we brought our original bands in with us and he loved it. 'Cause he just started selling his, he's like, these are the original ones I made. So yeah, awesome. But there's a lot of different ways you can use compression. And we talked about blood flow restriction actually in my last episode. And that was more for in terms of hypertrophy, but it's blood flow restriction is also a great tool for physiotherapy, for increasing blood flow to an area. And then finally, I guess the elevation portion, I guess there's an argument to be made that it could reduce swelling just because you're going to put your foot up on something. But I would say if you had a choice between elevating your foot and getting your foot moving, you should spend more time moving your ankle instead of sitting with it up somewhere.
Yes. One is passive, one is active. And this is the way, and I just recently made a post about, like the group I'm in that's been mentoring me and kind of helping me, you know, business wise, their phrase is change is coming, right? They're helping a lot of us PTs go through this change. And now I'm like, well, I'm already here. So change is here, right? Like this is the new thing. And part of that is letting people know that, right, if you go to your physical therapist and you get better and they ultrasound you, that's fine, right? That's totally cool. But, right, I want going from a passive kind of modality of heat, ice, ultrasound, whatever it is, going from something passive to active, movement, right? Movement is medicine. There's a reason that's a term. It really is. If you can get something moving, if you can be more active, especially doing the right exercises, I know what you guys do is, like your background, Johnny, too, as a mobility coach and a CrossFit coach, like that sets it's you learn so much, like those two things together, like, and I know you've done a lot of continuing ed, like sets you up so well just to let people know, like my mistakes when I was working out was I'm going to do a bunch of push-ups, a bunch of bench press and like bicep curls. Yeah. That was me in high school. I was like, I'll be fine.
You only have to work the muscles that people see, Matt. I don't know if you knew this, but as long as you can see it.
Have you heard of DB shoulders? You ever heard of Kelly say that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. DB shoulders. There's two phrases for it. One that we can repeat, one that we can't, but no, that's exactly right. And I think that it's like you said, changes here. I think that, and especially like the stuff that you put out with your content on social media is awesome. And anybody who's not already following you, look up Alpha Project Physio on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, start watching your stuff. Because people can learn stuff just in your free content that could save them a trip to the doctor. And the stuff that's out there now that's widely available for people, I think people are starting to get more comfortable with, hey, you know, maybe physical therapy doesn't need to be me laying on a table getting ultrasound and sitting here with ice packs and cold packs. Maybe movement is the way that we can start solving these issues.
Yeah. And it's going from my old job, which was in network. And basically what that means is, right, people have insurance and they pay a $20 copay or whatever their copay is, their coinsurance, and they go to physical therapy that route. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I understand people want to use their insurance, but going from that to what I do now and seeing essentially what I've noticed is the freedom that I have, Being able to treat, like if I were to see you, Johnny, it would be one-on-one for a full hour. And we have that full hour to sit down and solve your problem. And something that I noticed going through physical therapy school was a lot of all the treatment techniques we learned, there's something called McKenzie, Mulligan, all these names of like all these treatment techniques, they're all from like Europe and Australia and like New Zealand. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, how are they better physios than us? Like, why are they coming up with all these great treatment techniques? And how do we not have good therapists in the States? And what my opinion, I'm pretty sure I'm right. My conclusion has been that a lot of PTs in the States, it's because of insurance companies. It's more about get people in, get them out, collect the money, and that's it. So right, when I was working as a staff PT at my old practice, it was, hey, around two patients an hour, which isn't bad. Buffalo, I was seeing three in New York, which was insane.
Yeah.
But two an hour, I had all these notes to do. I didn't have any time or as much time to practice my trade and actually learn more. Where if you're in Australia, New Zealand, or Europe, you're seeing like one guy an hour and you have all this extra time to practice and refine. That's where all those great treatment techniques came from.
Gotcha. So, gotcha.
Not only were they were getting like, even though I've noticed, I'm getting people so much better faster now that I have this extra time. Not only were they doing that in Europe and Australia, but they actually made these amazing treatment techniques that I use every single day. So it's this other system that I'm pretty new to, but I'm absolutely loving it. It really allows me as a practitioner to not only get you better faster, but experiment on my own time and find out, hey, what's the best treatment technique? And ultimately give the patient the best outcome possible from now and as I continue to grow and learn.
Awesome. Dude, I love it. So now if somebody wants to work with you, they're in the Frederick, Germantown area, how do they go about starting working with you?
I would say the best way, check us out at alphaprojectphysio.com. Again, that's physio, P-H-Y-Z-I-O. If you put an S, it might pop up, it might not. But it's a Z, just how it sounds. But I would say check out the website. I have to update it. It says we just treat runners. I just brought on my fiance Veronica. So she does public floor PT, which is we could talk a whole another 30 minutes about that. But so if you want to check out what we do, you want to work with us, check out the website. There's a lot of info on there about what we do, how we got started, and really what we stand for. And really, my goal of this I want to make sure that you're a good fit to work with me. Right.
Yeah.
Make sure you're a good fit. And also I want to actually solve your problem. And again, a lot of people we've seen have gone to other providers, other practitioners that have gotten burned, not gotten better. And what happens, right? If you go to physical therapy, you've been a couple times and you never get better. Well, what are your options? Is it A, you stop doing the thing you like doing, B, you get an injection or you just keep taking medication, which is probably not going to be a long-term solution, or C, you have a surgery, which maybe is a long-term solution. And sometimes people need that, but a lot of times it's, hey, you might not have seen the right provider or not gotten the right quality of care. We're here. And that's why I started the practice, the business. I knew there are a lot of patients out there that have gotten burned by the system, that don't want surgery, that want to keep doing the thing they love, don't want injections. So, right, this is why I made Alpha Project, is I want to solve the root cause of the problem, solve it, and then teach you how to maintain it on your own. Because a lot of this stuff, the voodoo floss band, the lacrosse ball releases, people can learn how to do this on their own. And right, I want to empower people. And that was my whole reason for doing this, is giving people another option to solve their pain and take really control of their healthcare back.
Yeah, I love it. And a lot of it is, and this is, you know, a classic quote from Dr. Kelly Starrett, is that every human being should be able to perform basic maintenance on themselves. And this is what you're teaching. You're teaching, you're not just going in there and saying, hey, you know, I'm going to get you out of pain. And once your insurance is done with paying for your visits, you're out on your own. You're going to teach somebody how to resolve their pain. And you know what? And they may have the pain come up again from, you know, just sport or life or whatever. And they're going to know how to fix it. And they may not need to come back to you, which might sound like a terrible business model, but actually it's the honest way of doing things, is because, you know, I don't want to just have somebody come in and work out because I told them to work out. I want them to to learn about their body and take ownership of their movement and how they feel and know how to, you know, pick something up off the floor correctly when they get out of the gym, because that's a something that is, you know, goes way beyond a business, is just people helping people move better. So that leads me into what we have coming up at Straight Shot here. Some of these cool techniques you've been talking about, teaching people how to resolve their pain. That's exactly what you're doing at our studio Saturday, January 8th at 9 a.m. So can you give us a quick plug for the knee pain workshop?
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. So it's going to be, it's January. When is the 8th, right? This upcoming next Saturday.
Next Saturday, yes.
The 8th. So yeah, guys, we're going to basically be talking about things you can do on your own for your knee pain, whether it's running, squatting, deadlifting, or like single leg lunge or whatever you're doing. If you have knee pain, and especially if you've had it for a while, we're going to be going over 4 to 5 exercises that you can really do on your own, right? You're going to leave this workshop knowing how to do these exercises. They're pretty darn simple, but knowing how to do these exercises on your own. And that way, right, you can treat yourself, right? Whether you work with me or not, like, I think everybody should have this info. And yeah, I'm super, super excited, Johnny. One more thing too about, you know, when I'm working with people, because we hop on free phone calls all the time. Dude, oh, cool. I'll spend like 25 minutes talking with somebody, and right, you're working with me or not, cool. I want to point you in the right direction. And I will, sometimes people ask about insurance. Hey, do you take insurance? And I answer that question a couple of different ways, but I ask them back. I'm like, well, you've had this problem for a year, right? You've been to other providers. You don't want to have surgery, right? If I don't take your insurance, is that going to stop you from solving this problem? And right, most people, yes, I understand, right? Money can be a factor, but most people that actually want to get better, they're like, no, right? Insurance, I don't really care if insurance says yes or no, I want to solve this. Cool. Let's do it. Let's solve the problem.
And it's really hard to put a price tag on not being in pain.
It's yes, pain on the kind of superficial level, but playing tennis or picking up your grandkids, like that's priceless. I mean, what would you pay to be able to pick up your grandkids again or run again? I'd pay a hefty amount.
Absolutely.
in my opinion.
Yeah. So we have just 20 spots available now for the knee pain workshop. And this is Saturday the 8th at 9 a.m. So if you're interested, again, it's free, but you need to make sure you secure a spot. So you can email me at Johnny, that's J-O-N-N-Y, at straightshottraining.com, or you can DM me on social media using the handle at straightshottraining. Or if you follow Dr. Matt, you can hit him up and he can let me know that you're reserving a spot. But we just want to make sure that if you want to be there, you have to reserve your spot before we start. Because if it's packed, we can only have 20 people in here for this. So, cool, dude, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you taking the time. I can't wait to see the stuff that you have ready for everybody for the workshop. And I just love what you're doing.
Cool. Well, dude, I'm pumped. There's only 20 spots left, guys. So I've had some where they fill up like that, pretty darn quick. So I wouldn't wait. Just sign up for it. Again, it's totally free. And if you've been struggling with something for a while, I'm super pumped. You're going to learn how to take care of it. And then, I'm excited to see you guys there too. And Johnny, I appreciate you having me on, man.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. I just want to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. I really appreciate it. And if you want to get more involved in the conversation of your health, your wellness, how to have longevity later in life, take care of your aches and pains, and learn how to do this on your own, that sounds cool to you, check us out at Alpha Project Physio on Instagram and Facebook. And also check us out at alphaprojectphysio.com. Right, if you're interested in actually talking to somebody about these problems, completely free. We do free phone consultations all the time. So if you want to do that, go to alphaprojectphysio.com. You can click talk to a doctor today, talk to somebody today. And guys, on these calls, we're not trying to sell you something. The goal is to really find out what you have going on and help you out. Right? If that's with us, great. If it's with somebody else, that's fine. So if you're interested in that, guys, please check us out at alphaprojectphysio.com, and I'll catch you next time.